This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So let's watch this video, inshallah, make a short one, and then we'll move on, inshallah.
وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثم خلقنا النطفة علقة فخلقنا العلقة مضغة فخلقنا المضغة عظاما فكسونا العظام لحما ثم أنشأناه خلقا آخر فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين ثم إنكم بعد ذلك لميتون ثم إنكم يوم القيامة تبعثون ولقد خلقنا فوقكم سبع طرائق وما كنا عن الخلق غافلين وأنزلنا من السماء ماء بقدر فأسكناه في الأرض وإنا على ذهاب به لقادرون فأنشأنا لكم به جنات من نخيل وأعناب لكم فيها فواكه كثيرة ومنها تأكلون
والله are your hearts still rigid? Is some of you still like الخالق means nothing to me, I will not live with Al-Khaliq's name. Tell you one brother, I will not mention his name, and you probably all know him, perhaps. He's the guy I told you about who was in love so madly with this girl. I'm going to keep using his example for the symbol of love because I haven't seen anyone that loved a girl as much as him. He sincerely loved that girl. As he was learning Allah's names and living with Allah's names, literally living with Allah's names. Al-Khaliq, he walks around seeing the skies, the clouds and stuff, living with Al-Khaliq. He loved her so much that he, wallahi, was willing to jump in the freezing winter into the Detroit River. This is how much love he had towards a girl. As he loved Allah and the substitute comes. He loves her, but Allah comes first, the priority comes first. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knew that Allah, the one who he loves, is not happy with this relationship, which is not appropriate. Allah wants you to get married, love, no problem, but in halal means. This man was walking from, he was telling me he's walking from the gym to his house as he's walking beside one of these high schools. It was at night. He went to the parking lot. Look an example. Wallahi, live with Al-Khaliq, live with him. He went behind the school, dialed her number, called her. He said, listen, you know that I'm not playing around with your feelings and I truly love you. And not just you know that, the whole city knows that. People in school know about our love. But I love you so much and I promise I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to come back to you appropriately. But Allah, the one whom I love so much from my heart, doesn't like what I'm doing. You see the substitute that happened? Allah's love came. Because anyone that has inappropriate love and knows that Allah is not happy with that, they'll probably love Allah. We cannot deny that. But it's not prioritized properly. He said, I cannot talk to you anymore. I promise I'll probably come back to you later. And then they ended that relationship. SubhanAllah. And wallahi, one brother, he left that relationship very similar to this. And then I told the brothers in Saturday school that he left and then he used his sister to talk to her. He told the sister, call her, see how she's doing. I can't talk to her because I know this is inappropriate. Because we will go into avenues and ways of this not proper language or topics. So they did that for about 3 years. Then he married her and now he has 5 children from her. Wallahi, he has 5 children. And he says, wallahi, wallahi, wallahi. I love her more than when I loved her during time school. Because Allah, if you give up something for Al-Khaliq, wallah, you think He will not reward you for it? He will not make you feel better? He swears that He loves her more than the time of the lovey-dovey days, whatever. Subhanallah. One time I was walking to the masjid, University of Windsor, to Cody Hall, during final exams at university. One day before a final exam, as I was walking, the brother said, "Ya akhi, what are you doing, man? Come pray with me in my room. No need to walk all the way to the masjid. You won't do properly at school exam and you're not studying well. You won't be studying well and you're not focused." I'm like, "Akhi, where am I going? Where am I going?" He said, "To pray." You know that high look again I told you about, like praying. He said, "To whom?" "Allah al-Khaliq." "I'm going to Allah al-Khaliq, the one al-Alim, al-Qadir, that knows everything in the exam, that knows the answers and the solutions, who is capable of saying, kun fayakun, be and it is. You think I will not go to him because I'm worried about the exam? I will not pray to him? You can pray with me." "I know, but I'll spend 10 more minutes praying in the masjid like a man." And alhamdulillah, I got a higher mark than him. Alhamdulillah. I was thinking that was luck, Allah. Maybe because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to embarrass me. He's like, "You know what, Allah made me pass this exam because you know what? Just watch what you're saying next time." Allahu a'lam. So let me see some miracles of Allah's way of creating things. Allah's way of creating things. It's not like us. Human beings, they try to imitate what Allah does. Make things. They make an airplane to imitate a bird. They create a camera to imitate the eyes. They create a computer to imitate your memory. They try to do istinsakh. I forgot what's the exact word in English. What's it? Cloning. They try to clone. They said we should clone Einstein. They end up cloning nothing but a Frankenstein. That's the look if you see the people that were cloned and stuff. You see Allah's creation. One of the beautiful things in when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates something, He can create a huge thing out of a small thing. He can create a huge thing out of nothing. But we need the biggest manufacturer in the world to create a car. From what I was told is that the place I work at is the second largest building in North America. The Chrysler plant in Auburn Hills. The number one is Pentagon. Number two is Chrysler. So as I was preparing, I'm like, all these people, the finance people and the engineers and the PhDs and the executives, all this stuff to make a car. And Allah would make you out of nothing. Allah would create the heaven and the earth out of nothing. Let me tell you something. Look how beautiful Al-Badi' Al-Khaliq Al-Bari' is. Did you ever hear? You know what, before I say that, if I were to show you a car from the 1960s, I'm driving it like, "Brother, man, you're a miskeen. Look at this car. Look at the wheels. Is it made of wood or steel, man? Miskeen, look at this. This needs to be modified." And we work to modify it, and we have the 2000. Then I'm driving a 2003. You're like, "Brother, 2003, that's almost 10 years old. Come on, get a newer stuff. Electronics, things have been modified." Then Toyota makes a car, a Camry, that has brake issues. We need to do some changes. There's issues. Have you ever seen a person says, "Oh, miskeen, what year were you born in?" 1996, you're old-fashioned, man. 1996, I'm 2000 and this. Have you seen the oddness and the way of thinking? "Oh, you're old-fashioned, you look different than us." La, la, wallah, you were born in 1940 or 1980. There's no need for any modification. You're perfect. Adam was perfect and you are perfect. Allah doesn't need to modify things. I called for my Apple iPhone 4. And then he said, "Which one do you have? iPhone original?" I'm like, "iPhone original?" He's like, "Or iPhone 3G? I'm like, "Oh, original is before 3G. They said, "Or 3GS? Or do you have the 4G? Or do you have the 4GS? Akhi, Allahu Akbar. See, modify and modify. Because we cannot have things perfect. Allah, from the first time, He creates you perfect. Once I got a call to go and work in a manufacturer, in NEMAC. We do the engine blocks for Ford and GM. They said, "Manager, we have an issue. Please come at 4 a.m. to the plant because we had an issue of those 1,500 engines blocks that we created between about 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. So come out forward to examine those 1,500. I was thinking, isn't it the same machine that makes the engine blocks? So why is it 1,500? They had an issue. Did you ever hear someone saying, Listen up. The ones that were born between 1993 and 1998, we have a recall. We ever heard that? 1993 and 1998 are messed up people, man. I guess most of you are that age, right? Have you ever heard that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Khaliq, perfect, doesn't need anything, subhanAllah. And Allah said in Surah Al-Mulk, beautiful ayah, He said, for the ones that would like to challenge Allah and His creation, look at the sky. Look, is there any mistake? What does He do again? He says the verse one more time. Farja al-basar, look back again. You see any mistake? Your eye will come back to you humiliated because you will not be able to find any mistakes. SubhanAllah. You believe in Al-Khaliq, how are you believing in Him? How are you living with His name? SubhanAllah. What is required from us? Required from you, we said four things: to love Allah, love Him, ya shabab, love Him, ya banat, love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, and look what Allah will do in return. Have respect and be shameful towards Allah and not do any sin in front of Him. Number three is what? You have memorized by now. Number three, you humiliate yourself and you show your slavery towards Allah. And number four is realize that you have a job on this earth to fix it and make things better because you're a khalifa. Allah created four: an object, an animal, a plant, and a human being. He created the object, takes space, does not move, does not grow, and does not think. Allah created the plant, takes space, grows, does not move or think. Allah creates the animals, takes space, moves and grows, but doesn't think. Allah created the human being, takes space, moves, grows and think. So think, because this is a kind of worship. Ibn Abbas said, thinking of Allah, Al-Khaliq and His creation can be better than praying the whole night. Praying the whole night can weigh less than just thinking of Allah's beauty of His creation, Al-Khaliq. And I'll conclude with this verse. Allah said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب.
لآيات, signs, لأولي. The ones that think, man. Look and be shy and be embarrassed and do something wrong. When He tells you do this and you read the Quran, do this, stop doing that. Come on, should be looked differently.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار.
Go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, apologize that we didn't live with His name for a while. Remember that water, that semen. Remember all this stuff. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask Allah to reward you all for coming. Keep up the attendance. May Allah reward you. This is beautiful, mashallah. Wallahi, I promise, and I guarantee you Allah will make things good for you. How could you say that? Because Allah said, whoever comes one arm, one hand span close to me, I will come one arm length closer to him in a way that befits His majesty. As you come closer to Allah, Allah will come closer to you at a faster pace. Keep it up. And may Allah reward you. Jazakum Allah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.